Blessed be God, who enables us through the Holy Spirit to praise his holy name.
Blessed be the Holy One of Israel.
Let us therefore bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit by proclaiming,
Blessed be God forever.
As we gather to listen to God's holy word with this podcast, let us prepare our hearts by acknowledging our sins.
God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents, to the third and the fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments.
You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it.
Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you.
You shall not murder.
You shall not commit adultery.
You shall not steal.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
For we have sinned against you.
Show us, O Lord, your mercy.
And grant us your salvation.
O my God, I repent with my entire being of all of my sins. I detest them, for it is by them that I deserve the loss of heaven and all the sufferings of hell. But it is also by them that most of all I have offended you, infinite goodness. And it is because of this I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, a grace that I asked you to grant me now, so that I can do what penance I can and truly desire, to rather die than offend you again.
Amen.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us.
Believe this gospel and go forth to live in peace.
Amen.
O Lord, be in our hearts and on our lips and shown in our lives, so that we may proclaim and know the word of the Lord in the name of your Son Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Guide us, O Lord, by your word and Holy Spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth find freedom, and in your will discover peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. The Lord spoke to Nathan and said, Go, tell my servant David, when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will make his royal throne firm forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The son of David will live forever.
The son of David will live forever.
The promises of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, My kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness.
The son of David will live forever.
I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. Forever will I confirm your posterity and establish your throne for all generations.
The son of David will live forever.
He shall say of me, You are my father, my God, the rock, my savior. Forever I will maintain my kindness toward him, and my covenant with him stands firm.
The son of David will live forever.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, Thus shall your descendants be. That is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Salvation, glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Salvation, glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house, O Lord, they never cease to praise you.
Salvation, glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today in the church's liturgical year, we recognize Joseph, the father of Jesus, or at least the husband of Mary, because it's through Joseph that Jesus becomes part of the Davidic line in a way that gives him a right, a legal right to the throne. Now, unlike later situations in history where you had to be the firstborn, like in the case of King Charles in England, and William, his firstborn, will be the firstborn son, will be the one that will inherit the throne and so forth. That wasn't the case back then. What we see in the gospel reading is that Joseph, the husband of Mary, was the one that the Davidic line came and was granted unto Jesus by virtue of him being his mother's son, married to Joseph. Because in the Jewish idea, the idea of a marriage is that both individuals become one flesh. Therefore, Mary being married to Joseph made Jesus, even though he had not spawned him, also Joseph's son and legal heir. And that's kind of what is depicted here. Because if we look to the first reading from the book of Samuel, we will see that the prophet Nathan tells David that when he has died, he will have an offspring that will save Israel, be the rightful ruler, the one that will rule forever, whose throne will stand firm. And this is Joseph's contribution, if you will, to salvation, is that he was the husband of Mary, who gave birth to Jesus, and because he was her husband, Jesus has a legal right to David's throne. And this is something that we see when Paul talks in the book of Romans, that it's not so much a legal thing by which we gain righteousness of faith, but it is faith that grants us righteousness. It's not a legal bestowing. It's a faith adherence. And that's how Jesus becomes the rightful Messiah by birth to Joseph. And it highlights Joseph's part in the story. Joseph had to be obedient and complete the marriage to Mary in order for Jesus to have a legal right to the throne. Now there's another scripture, other parts of scripture, that talk about Jesus having brothers and sisters. And if we put our brains on, our thinking caps on, as my one teacher would tell us, we would note that they don't have to be full blood brothers and sisters. Because if we look at the genealogy that was in Matthew chapter 1, we will note that Joseph or Jacob had sons, Judah and his brothers. And we know that those brothers were not full brothers. They had different mothers. Leah had a couple kids. Rachel had a couple kids. And their two concubines, their two maids-in-waiting, had kids that were all considered to be the 12 brothers or sons of Israel. Four different mothers, but 12 brothers. Even Diana was considered to be a sister of Joseph, a sister of Benjamin, even though she had a different mother. So the idea that Jesus would have had other brothers and sisters does not mean Mary wasn't a virgin. And that's something that gets highlighted here. And it doesn't mean that Jesus was an illegitimate pretender to David's throne, because Solomon was not his firstborn. Absalom was supposed to inherit, and he didn't. In fact, he died so that Solomon could inherit. And that's something that we see throughout the Old Testament. Esau did not gave up his birthright to Jacob. That's why Israel became the seed of promise. So legal right is mixed in with grace and God's plan. And today, as we look at Joseph, we see how God's plan comes not in what you say, but in what you do. Because Joseph, while he was thinking he was put in a bad situation because Mary was pregnant with somebody else's kid, he was told to have faith that it was a child of the Holy Spirit, not a child of fornication, and marry her. And he did. He did the honorable thing. He did the righteous thing. He was a righteous and just man. He didn't want to expose her publicly. He kept the secret to his grave. A secret that could have shamed Jesus, that could have gotten his mother stoned. And here we are. Instead of keeping secrets, we want revenge for what's wronging us. We don't forgive those who trespass against us. We don't follow in the mode of Joseph, trying to do things privately for the glory of God, to be rewarded openly by God, instead of gaining our pound of flesh in the world today. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that the words we have heard this day may through your grace be so grafted within our hearts that they may bring forth in us the fruits of the Spirit to the honor and praise of your name through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We who have listened to your word and pondered its meaning now turn to you to declare our faith in response by saying,
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father, through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We stand here not in our own righteousness, but we are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, your Son. As a result, we who have received your grace in our hearts, which are warmed by your Holy Spirit, now are inclined to praise you and say,
Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. Thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior. Amen.
O Jesus, who has said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be open," through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I knock, I seek, and I ask that my prayer be granted, that you will hear the prayers of those who have given at least $5 this week to support this podcast ministry through the Buy a Cup of Coffee link at the top of dtesh.com. O Jesus, who has said, "All that you ask of the Father in my name, that he will grant you," through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I humbly and urgently ask your Father in your name that my prayer will be granted, that you will hear the prayers of those who have given at least $5 this week to support this podcast ministry through the Buy a Cup of Coffee link at the top of dtesh.com. O Jesus, who has said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away," through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, and I feel confident that my prayer will be answered, that you will hear the prayers of those who have given at least $5 this week to support this podcast ministry through the Buy a Cup of Coffee link at the top of dtesh.com. Divine Infant, Jesus, I know you love me and would never leave me. I thank you for your close presence in my life. Miraculous Infant, I believe in your promise of peace, blessings, and freedom from want. I place every need and care in your hands. Lord Jesus, may I always trust in your generous mercy. I want to honor and praise you now and forever.
Amen.
My Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Blessed are you, Lord our God and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God, who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who, in love, brings a redeemer to their children's children, for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield.
Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham.
You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. He causes the wind to blow and the rain to fall. He sustains the living with loving kindness, resurrects the dead with great mercy, supports the falling, heals the sick, releases the bound, and fulfills his trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life, and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead.
Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead.
We will hallow and adore you as the sweet words of the assembly of the holy seraphim who thrice repeat, "Holy unto you," as it is written by your prophet, and they call one to another and say,
"Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory."
Those facing them offer praise and say,
"Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place."
And in your holy scriptures it is written thus,
"The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord."
You are holy and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity.
Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God.
You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge.
Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge.
Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance.
Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence.
Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed, for you are a good and forgiving God.
Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly.
O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name, for you, God, are the mighty Redeemer.
Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel.
Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us and we will be saved, for you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds, for you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer.
Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people Israel.
Bless for us, Lord our God, this year and all the varieties of its produce for good, and bestow dew and rain for a blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years, for blessing, for you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years.
Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years.
Sound the great shofar for our freedom, raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land.
Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people Israel.
Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us, you alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice.
Blessed are you, Lord, King who loves righteousness and justice.
Let there be no hope for heretics, and may all wickedness instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days.
Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked.
May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name, and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you.
Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous.
Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it, soon in our days, as an everlasting edifice.
Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem.
Speedily cause the offspring of David, your servant, to flourish, and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day.
Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish.
Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father, have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor, for you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone.
Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer.
Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy.
Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion.
We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord our God and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise, evening, morning, and noon, for our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and benefits. You are love, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindnesses never end, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted, and extolled forever in all time. And all living things shall forever thank you, and praise your great name eternally, for you are good. God, you are our everlasting salvation and help, O loving God.
Blessed are you, Lord, love is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks.
Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy, upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel, at all times and at every moment, with your peace.
Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace.
My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceit. Let my soul be silent to them that curse me. Yes, let my soul be like dust unto all. Open my heart to your word, and let my soul pursue your commandments, and all who think evil against me quickly in all their designs and frustrate their intentions.
May it be your will, O Lord, our God and God of our fathers, that no person be jealous of me nor I of others, that I do not become angry, and that I do not anger you. Save me from the evil inclination and grant me the grace of humility. Do this for the sake of your name, Lord Jesus, and for the sake of your might, for the sake of your holiness, for the sake of your Torah. That your beloved ones may be granted rest, let your right hand save and answer my prayers.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. O God, my strength and my Redeemer, gather our prayers and praises into one as we offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that, by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. The peace of Christ be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us go in peace and glorify the Lord with how we live among others.
Thanks be to God.